Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Monday, August 11th. We're here at Chiefs training camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. And once again, we are joined by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we continue talking about all things Chiefs here. Now, Mitch, we've talked a lot of different positional groups, a lot of different things during these practice reports. Let's touch a little bit in this one on some of the second team guys that are kind of stepping up that, you know, fans could watch for in the upcoming game against Carolina.
Well, it's always interesting to watch guys in that role that are second or so-called third-team guys. Are they ascending, and do they do it on a consistent basis? And you're seeing that with a whole bunch of guys. I'll put Duvernay-Tardif in that group. I thought the first week, man, it was kind of a struggle for him. Then I watched the game tape of his game against Cincinnati, and then just to see him in practice carry over. Another one's Ricky Henry, Larry the Cable Guy. Did Andy know that Larry the Cable Guy's from Pawnee City, Nebraska, and Ricky Henry's from Omaha? I don't know, but it works. Eric Cush, I thought, was good in the game the other night, and we're seeing him, you know, move up. And JMJ, James Michael Johnson, to me, is probably the epitome of that, because I think he's, not only is he versatile, he can play Mike and Will, depending on what the call is, or, you know, he's consistent, and he's a four-core special teams guy. Jay Howard's another guy. So those are guys that come to mind to me that... Not only are they ascending, they're doing it almost every day, if not every day, and that's a great sign.
Yeah, Cush is a guy that Peterson talked about specifically, offensive coordinator Doug Peterson, talked about specifically after practice day during his press conference, the guy that obviously he came in stronger. I think everybody knew that, but he was talking about his technique, his hand placement, all the fundamentals that they preach here, that every coach here preaches during training camp, that Cush, it's not just the strength, that he's gotten much better in that area too.
You know, he fought he was excused, had a baby, I think, and was fighting some early on injuries, but then I thought the game really kind of set him up. He looked good in that game. Remember that 13-play drive? But that's carried over now to these three tough practices of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, where he has shown, you know, the propensity again to do it on a consistent basis. He's learning from Rodney Hudson, but you're starting to see guys develop on the offensive line. Do you keep eight? Do you keep nine? How many are active on game day? Do you have seven? We've talked about the ability to play both tackle and guard or guard and center. And in this offense, you've got to be able to move. Well, those guys that I've mentioned seem to fit that skill set, and you also have to develop your future teams in this kind of scenario. So I'm encouraged to see the move forward and consistent move forward a lot of those guys have made.
And speaking of second team, first team, and just trying to figure out where those guys all fit, one area that I know a lot of people are talking about, a lot of fans talking about, is the cornerback situation. And Coach Reed talked yesterday about how Sean Smith, Marcus Cooper, and Ron Parker have all rotated, that there's no first team, second team, that all three of those guys are taking first team reps. And it's something we saw today.
The secondary is a little bit different to gauge in that regard. I really don't think you should list first team or second team guys, because how many times are you really in base? I mean, you're in nickel or dime or some combination thereof, and you really got to put Chris Owens in there. I mean, he's a first team nickel guy. Philip Gaines is another guy that I think is ascending and doing great things. Well, he's out there a lot in the sub packages. So whether it's Sean Smith or Ron Parker or Marcus Cooper or the guys that I mentioned, and then we've seen how many safeties they've utilized at different times, they just have to make plays and start to, kind of take off back there. We saw some plays today. Hussein Abdullah had an interception on a deep ball that was thrown by Alex Smith. It was good. He reacted from out of his deep safety position. And so we're seeing more of that. But hopefully a couple of those guys will be consistent. But it's hard to say he's the first team this or first team that when it's the secondary, because it can change snap to snap.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, these are areas that we'll continue to watch here at training camp. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
65 toss, 65 toss power trap.